Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Weesdae tussen 3 en 6.
Wel, dit is weer sulke tyd. It's rugby time in ons outgoing series of incoming series is teen die Ire. Eerste wedstryd agter die blad. And guess who we are speaking to again? It's the legends who brought us the famous durian ass fruit. Graham and Nathan, hey guys.
Oh, hello.
We meet again, Dupi and Nina. We meet again. Thank you for bringing us back onto South African Radio. In a slightly more downtrodden vibe on this side of the world after what happened last weekend. But hey, it's just a friendly match. It's not a really serious game. These internationals are just friendlies.
I don't think there's ever the word not friendly in our language.
No, everything's a fight till the death.
I have to say, guys, I'm pretty disappointed. I had a vision when I knew we were going to be chatting that you were going to be shoving your face into a durian ass fruit because you loved the taste of it. Have you had a bite since we've last spoken?
Oh, we have it weekly now.
Yeah,
we're in love.
It's a delicacy now for us, and we've actually managed to get half of the radio station to go on a durian ass fruit diet, which has worked out very well because
we're all very skinny.
Everyone's very skinny at the moment.
A possible sponsorship opportunity for the sales team in your radio station. the durian ass fruit companies spending their money.
Exactly. So what we have done is we've asked them to see if we can't do a summertime, because apparently it's a summertime fruit. And they are reaching out to different distributors and manufacturers of this ass fruit to see what we can do in the season, you know?
Nice.
I have to say, guys, it's so nice hearing your voices, but I only heard them recently enough because in Ireland we have a thing called the IMRO Radio Awards, and I looked after our entry regarding the durian ass fruit. So I've been hearing your voices, the way we chatted months ago. It was quite a journey. I need to ask you, do you guys have the radio awards in South Africa?
We do. Our entries went in also a little while ago, and I must say, your voices are also in our entry.
International, baby. If we don't win in Ireland, we'll win in South Africa.
We need to bring back both, guys. Come on. We absolutely love you guys at FM 104. And everybody in South Africa, just we had so much fun with you and the Rugby World Cup Challenge. We had to put it in our radio awards. Mm. So we need to bring back both the awards this year.
Crossing thumbs.
I feel it's absolutely necessary.
When are your awards ceremony so we know when to kind of reach out and ask?
Well, we know that nominations will be announced. Everybody who got nominated will be announced in October. And then the official awards are in November.
And you guys?
We are. We know in September, official awards in October. So roughly the same time. We could be celebrating just before Christmas. The double champs. The champs.
With some durian ass fruit juice.
Oh,
yes!
We'll be showering ourselves in durian.
It'll be sipping.
Guys, how have you done in the radio awards before? Have you ever won an award?
So
we're multi-award winning over here, Graham and Nathan. Me and Nina. Our very first year on radio, we barely knew each other. We wanted to kill each other half of the time. But we walked away with the prestigious afternoon drive show award. Of the year for our very first year on radio together. Last year,
we got snubbed.
I'm joking.
We didn't win it last year. That's why we decided to get the Irish to help us out for this year.
Well, it's all
we needed the luck of the leprechauns.
It's all politics, guys. When you're not winning, you got to blame everybody by yourselves. It's all politics.
Graham gets very aggressive at the radio awards. Graham says, I don't want a nomination if I'm not going to win. And over the years, we've attended these radio awards and we haven't won. And like everyone turns to Graham and he's banging his fist against the table. It doesn't look good for the brand.
I'm a passionate Listen, man, Dupi and Nina.
I think I saw a snippet of it on Instagram.
Yeah, well, you guys got there, but it looked more like a bit of a a joll, as we would say this side.
A party?
A party.
And awards?
Then an award ceremony. Yeah, you guys were really putting them back.
Well, let's just say it was 3 hours long, a lot of speeches. Hour one was right at the end, and maybe I have been in a better shape in my life. That's maybe how we'll put it. The wine was flowing, the champagne, and I took advantage of it.
Listen, gents, so on a serious note, we played against you guys this past weekend. We're playing against you guys again this weekend. Obviously, a lot of South Africans playing for clubs on your side. There's, friendships on the field and off the field. But the one thing that I couldn't understand after we won Ireland is the negativity coming from all of your commentators that side. We have such a lovely relationship with you guys, and the guys on the field have a lovely relationship. What's happening with your commentators? Why so negative?
Well, I know who you're talking about, and they're from a different radio show. Now, I gotta say, though, you guys have been using them to your advantage in the documentary that you released after winning the World Cup. Weren't you using snippets of them and kind of showing them in a very bad light as well as to what they were saying? And didn't one of your players come out recently and say that after we bet you guys at the World Cup that 12 to 14 players said see you in the final? Where I think that's been found out to be false, guys. What's the story with that? Yeah. Is there a few lies going on your side of the world? I don't think Irish, we're not known for being cocky at all. So it sounds very kind of...
Oh, yeah, not at all. No, we've never experienced that with the two of you, lad, at any stage. You know? The only person that's on your team that's always been consistent and decent and not cocky at all has been Neve, the producer, and she's such a gem.
What do you have to say about that?
I love this. I'm with the South Africans.
Oh,
blasphemy!
How dare you?
Blasphemy.
She's a spy.
Van so 'n bietjie gesels met ons vriende daar in Ierland, Graham en Nathan van FM 104. En net voor die breek toe het ons net so vinnig gesê dat die minste arrogant een uit die hele span is producer Neve.
Listen, but Neve, we've got a new problem on our side. Apparently, you guys as a country used to be on our list that we could visit.
One of the very, very few countries in the world
we could visit without a visa. And that has now apparently changed, probably after the World Cup. So, I don't know. You know, I love Ireland. I saw parts of it when I was there. I was in Wexford and Goree and a few other places over there. And I wanted to come play golf over there. But now it's going to be difficult. So, I don't know if Neve is still single. I need to make the trip easier.
Neve.
A marriage proposal.
And they look at Neve at the
same. Neve, are you still single?
I am still single.
Oh!
Could there we go. Neve, are we going to make this official?
Well, let's get married, Doopy. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This could be a great bit for the show.
This would be good.
Neve and Doopy get married just so they can come over and eat strawberries in Wexford to play golf. Like, that would win us awards.
And I just wanted to say and help us win radio awards.
Yeah.
Boys, did we...
On a love, booming.
Did we just think about the next biggest radio moment for next year's radio awards? On air, international marriage.
Wait. You are so romantic right now. We can talk about the radio awards. You need
Neve,
speak to Neve nicely.
Look at Doopy right in the eyes. He's staring at you. He's staring down.
He's smiling
the
like
barrel.
A Cheshire cat. Oh, oh my.
Oh, please steal.
Oh.
Oh, I wasn't expecting this.
This is brilliant.
Listen, I'm a romantic at heart. Boys, okay, so what we did is we always like to surprise you guys because you went out of your way and you tried to find some durian fruit for us. You even contacted some of our grocery stores over here. It was very difficult. So I sent over something that me and Nina did especially for you guys. We made you tracks that you can play on your radio show if you wanted to, but we wanted to listen to these tracks with you and get your reaction firsthand. So there's two versions. There's a fast version and there's a slow version. So I don't know how you guys like your music. Do you like to get a little bit soulful? Do you like to jump around and hop around? What do you guys choose? Option one, fast option, or the slow option?
doing this slow.
Yeah, I think we need to slow it down after your conversation with me that got very heated and fiery. Let's slow it down. Let's go for the slow option.
Okay.
All right.
So I have it here.
Please play the guys.
Niamh, you've organized.
I've lined it up over there.
Okay.
Wait for this.
Here we go.
Tell us what you think about it.
Oh, Graham and Nathan on the air. Two lads with banter rare. Their laughter fills each dreary day as we drive on our way. With jokes and tales they light their way, but oh, their team can't seem to play.
Oh, no!
Oh, in their station so grand and bright, Graham and Nathan from morning to night. Their voices cheer their spirits high, though on the field our luck runs dry. With every scrum the hopes they raise, but Irish Eve, hard days. Yet through it all,
oh my God, this is incredible.
There's more.
With fiddles, flutes, from dusk till dawn, their charm a beacon in the mist. These radio lads, by joy they're kissed. Together they keep spirits high, though Ireland's dreams may pass them by.
Who is this singer? Guys, that was incredible!
Hold on a second now.
We went for that little bit of a Celtic vibe as well, just to honour the Irish.
I feel like I'm in a rural pub where the fire is on in the corner. It's the only source of light in the pub that stinks of turf.
Yeah.
There's an old man reading the newspaper, but he actually can't read. And there's a blind person singing in the corner with the guitar that's like bashed up.
Why does the guy need to be blind?
He has to be blind.
But he's got the most beautiful lilt I've ever heard in my life. What? Sorry, who is that singing?
Who is this person?
Is that you, Nina?
No. I'll tell you who it is. Nina, by the way, has a beautiful voice as well. But
stop it.
Guys, do me a favor. I actually like the fast version. Don't you just want to take like... Just go for like a minute of the fast version.
It's got less of a lilt.
Yeah. And it's not a blind guy.
He can see.
Can he see? Out of both eyes. Does he have glasses on?
He might be deaf, though.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The fast version.
Emerald Isles of Barry, on a drive time afternoon, two fellas spin the wireless. Ooh. They're the jesters in the room.
Yeah.
Graham with his banter, Nathan's laughing till he
Who
weeps.
Is this?
To make the mundane magic, a secret they both keep. The roads are filled with chuckles from down the cork. Listeners in their motors get to where the leprechauns talk. They jest about the weather, about the wailing wind's wild call. But their hearts are won by rugby, though the team can never haul.
Come on, ruin it.
On the air, their laughter is a tonic. It lifts the folks who care. Though our boys in rugby aren't winning, not today. Their voices cheer the nation in the most comedic way.
Oh, here!
Wow.
Dupin Nina.
Once again,
we need to get to the bottom of this.
So many questions. How? Why? Who is this person?
Can you guys now see that although there's a little bit of banter in there about the rugby, we've said really nice things about you lads.
You have.
You know, this could be a new show intro.
I am... blown away.
You are.
I am.
You're actually a bit emotional.
I actually think I preferred the second one. I think I preferred the fast one.
Yeah, of course, I feel like it's very country. It's very.
I was in Temple Bar.
It felt very country.
Paying €12 for a pint of Guinness.
Once again, who is this person?
So Nina will tell you who these guys are. They are the biggest stars on the internet, actually, that we got in to do this for us.
AI.
I didn't want to say it because I had a feeling it was. And I was like, oh, I don't want to say it in case I'm insulting somebody that actually did it. Sorry, that AI is incredible. And I think now we're all screwed because it is at a point now where we're all going to lose our jobs.
Oh, God.
It's only a matter of time.
It's been a blast.
If it's taken on the Irish trad scene, radio presenters are definitely in for it.
Guys, no, it's AI, and we just told them, make us a nice Celtic-style song about our friends Graham and Nathan, who are in Ireland. And also, just mention that they support the worst rugby team in the world.
Come on now.
No, come on.
And that's what AI came up with. So it was quite timid, but we quite enjoyed it. And we love both versions, actually. We're going to play it on our song. We might even put it on rotation.
Please do.
So could track some Dupi and Nina. So big rugby this weekend. Springboks against the Irish again.
What's your feeling for this coming weekend? Are you going to batter us again?
Oh, so we've got a story to tell you.
Oh, brilliant.
So we've got a new addition to the Groot FM family. I know you just had a baby recently.
Yes,
right?
Nathan. Yes, thank you guys.
Yes, Nathan.
Congratulations.
Are you just as tired as I am?
No, I think I'm unwell.
So did you just have a baby as well, Nina?
My baby is a year and a half, but she's having a sleep regression, so I'm not sleeping much. Never mind, she's my joy, so I don't care. But at Groot FM, we got a new addition to the family. They are called Sia Kolfishi and Efen Etsiabet. They are two very talented goldfish. They come from a very special place in the ocean. They went to Fogwoods with... Do you remember Paul the...
Octopus from the 2010 Soccer World Cup.
We used to have Tony the Mystic Snail in our radio.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. So they all probably went to the same school together.
So
they came and then last week we asked them to please predict who they think will win the match. And they predicted correctly. They said the Springboks will definitely win. And they said so this week as well. So I'm sorry that it doesn't bode well for the Irish.
Sorry, guys.
Well, will we tell the boys not to bother even turning up this weekend if the result is
already... No, we want to see it.
Okay.
We want to see it. Oh, yeah. We want to see it happen.
Okay.
We've already made a rain. Yeah, we've made arrangements for Bri's and all kinds of celebrations already, so we can't throw that away. But listen, gents, it's always a pleasure playing against the Irish. It's a physical game. It's a beautiful game. And that's what you want to see at our Test Rugby, right? You want to see a close score. You want to see guys making moves, hard hits, getting tries. Not those runaway matches where it's like 70-10. You want to beat the best if you want to be the best. So we're 1-2 in the world for a reason, and that's why we had to link up with you guys before the game this weekend.
That was really nice. I was waiting for
you.
Waiting for something to go like right at the end to get us, but that was really nice, and we will accept being number two.
We're very paranoid here.
We will accept being number two to the Springboks because you guys are an incredible rugby team and completely deserve to be world champions right now. But we will be back. We will be back in 3.5 years. Don't you worry. It's all part of the longer-term plan. We are losing on purpose on this trip to South Africa.
Oh, I see.
Don't you worry. Longer-term plan, guys. You just wait and see.
Trying to get into our heads now.
Yeah. We have a song.
So, listen. Oh, okay. Do you want to do the song?
No. Sorry.
Shall we do the song?
Okay.
A third song.
We've got another song.
We've got a lost song.
But we're going to sing this for you.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready, Nini?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. He's in your head. Uh-huh. In your head. Rasi, Rasi, Rasi.
Hang up on them. The internet connection is actually Niamh, the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I actually think we
Niamh, I don't want you to marry Dupi. I don't support it. Weddings off.
That's unnecessary.
Okay, wait. Before you cut us off, I promise I won't play that song at your wedding. So, Niamh, I'll work on Doopy's romantic
proposal
antics, and you can give you a better proposal. Oh, he owes you that.
Nina.
And then we'll see you guys soon for the wedding year.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Niamh, when's the date?
Well, look, 2025, I think. Yeah.
Good year.
Yeah.
Put it out.
Not this year. Not just yet. This year. Me and Niamh are busy this year.
I love this.
Guys,
all right, lads.
So
listen, it's always a pleasure. We love you, Oaks. Have a fantastic show this afternoon.
Bye.
And we'll chat soon. Cheers, guys.
Thanks,
bye bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Yo, Squidward. Span. Op Groot FM 90.5.